What do I consider important enough to give my thought to it? What do I give my thought to? What do I consider important enough in my life to give my thought to it? Whatever it is we give our thought to it is what we're experiencing. We are experiencing health, wealth, happiness, harmony, peace, joy. We're experiencing all of the lovely things of life and all the unlovely things of life because what I consider important enough to give my thought to is what I experience every moment of my life. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. What do I consider important enough to give my thought to it? I'd like to have a more harmonious life. I'd like to have health. Let's just stay with health. Health seems to be something that people are continually working on. And that's because they're continually saying they don't have it. Now, let us say that I would like to enjoy health in every area of my life. A healthy body, healthy mind, healthy spirit, healthy business, healthy success, healthy work, healthy activity, healthy family, healthy everything, healthy, healthy, healthy. Yeah. So let's say, what do I consider important enough to give my thought to it? If I give my thought to health, then that's it. Now, what does it mean to give my thought to health? What it means to give my thought to health is to think about health, to think about healthy things. Now, I look at my body, and I don't look at the appearance of something that's not healthy. I look at my body, and I say, my body is the temple of the living spirit. It is healthy, healthy, healthy. Every organ, action, function of my body is healthy, healthy, healthy. I look at my body and I say, wow, what a beautiful example of perfect, ideal health. Wow, yes, yes, yes. What do I consider important enough to give my thought to? That's what I experience. Now, I can make up all sorts of wonderful stories about a healthy body. I can look at my body from tip to toe, and I can say, wow, yes, everything is in divine order. Everything is healthy as can be. Everything is wonderful. Everything is fantastic. Everything is glorious. And you see, the more I say those things, the more I bring those things into my thought. What I consider important enough to keep my thought on is what I experience. What do I consider important enough to keep my thought on? The negative? Illness? Unhappiness? Obviously, that's where a lot of people keep their thought. When I keep my thought there, I'm like a lot of people. And of course, I experience that which is not presumably beneficial to me. You say, well, it doesn't work that way. I think about health, and I'm not healthy. But when you think about health, do you think about why you're not healthy? Do you think about your unhealthy experience, and then you say, I'm healthy? Or do you think about your body in a ideal, healthy condition, and then you say, I am healthy, and then you experience health? We have to have that pattern so necessary to the bringing about of perfect health in our experience. We have to have that pattern, and it works. It works every time. And when you see that it works every time, you apply it. And when you apply it, you get results. And when you get results, they say, wow, what happened? How did that come about? Well, no, you don't even say that. You take it as a matter of fact. When good health happens in our life, we take it as a matter of fact. We don't say, how come? We don't say, what medicine did I take? What affirmations did I make? What doctor did I go to? What metaphysician touched my life? What did I do? Did Jesus touch me? And the answer is, Jesus always touches you. The divine always touches you. The divine is always there with its presence in your consciousness, waiting to have you accept it as your reality. But you cannot accept it as your reality so long as you say, I am not yet that which I wish to be. When we can say in our reality, I am and it is done. I am ideal wholeness now. I am ideal wholeness now. I am ideal wholeness now. And then it is done. But this is something that each one of us has to work so diligently, because we are we're in the habit of thinking the opposite way. We're in the habit of thinking the problems rather than the solutions. And when we become solution-oriented, that is our 100% attitude, then that is what we have. What do I consider important enough to give my thought to it? That's what I experience. If you have anything that you'd like to have a little bit of guidance and help with, you may call the Worldwide Healing Ministry, dial Healing Words, and speak to a practitioner and say to the practitioner, I have these things I'd like to work with. What do you think I should do about it? How should I look at it? How should I listen to it? What should I think? And the practitioner will say to you, wow, that's great. You know that for the solution is the direction that you want to go. So dial 1-619-478-5111, 1-619-478-5111, and you will talk to a practitioner. And the practitioner is right there for you and will say, let's go to work. Your choice of your solution is this, and let's manifest it. And so you work with the practitioner and follow the guidance, and it is done. And when it's done, you say, it is done. And thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.